There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. Get access to everything we do through the big dance of the madness. Sign up today. You also get $20 to buy hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. At our online store, only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by every host and every guest, the betting splits and betting reports. Limited time offer, so sign up now for the pro access through the end of the madness at VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, we continue here on a Tuesday morning live in Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard from the Circa Resort and Casino, former NFL player and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard joins the program now. And Pritch, let's start with this. After the horrific video from last night on the field in Cincinnati for the Monday night game, as a guy who was in the league for about a decade, you probably never saw anything close to this before. But when did you know that it was going to be impossible for the players on the field to actually continue and play that game?
You know, the rare occurrence that an ambulance comes onto the field was an indicator that something very, very serious was transpiring right there, guys. And, you know, normally and typically we'll see a player get wheeled off or carted off or, you know, hopefully we can walk off the field at times if something happens that way. But when an ambulance comes onto the field, you know that something very, very serious has happened and has occurred. Then we saw the images from the players to their reaction to witness cardiac arrest or to witness CPR, or to witness, you know, somebody collapsing like that. I mean, it's jolting, right? And so the realism of all that, the vivid nature of all that just played out in front of everybody. I mean, as a human, you know, not, let alone an athlete, a professional athlete wearing shoulder pads and a helmet. I mean, just the human nature of what transpired was just jolting, like I mentioned, guys. And from an emotional state, I could feel it. I did a show last night, VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray. And you know, you're walking out of Circa and all of a sudden you just see everything happening. And immediately you just try to connect with people and find out the details if you can.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any blame to throw around today? Maybe in, you know, on the league and how long they took to cancel the game, or are there so many logistics behind the scenes going on that I could not even comprehend coming up with that decision and how long that would actually take?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about so many different departments and so many people that you have to connect and get all on the same page in regards to what's going on and gather the information too, right? So I'm not surprised that it took so long. Once the ambulance was on the field and then the details started to emerge about CPR, there was no way they were going to play that game. I know there was images of players warming up and, we're a creature of habit. You know, we go through routine so much. And a lot of times if you start to feel stiff, you're going to warm up. You're going to do some things. You're going to stretch. You're going to do that. You're going to throw the ball, whatever. But there was nobody in a right frame of mind, a capacity to go out there and continue that football game. And I know social media was blowing up in that regard, but the league was going to do the right thing. Troy Vincent was going to do the right thing, a guy who played in this league. And you could see the players. They were in no mental shape to focus, let alone play a football game.
Yeah, and you've, as a former player, 9 years in the league, I'm sure you've seen some bad things, but I would think here this is fairly obvious. Some might say it's tricky. I think it's obvious that the league takes the cue from the Bills. It's up to the Bills now what's next for Buffalo. Don't you agree?
Well, you know, Paulie, I think so. The Bills and the Bengals, really. I mean, this is, like I mentioned before, it's jolting. You know, this sport can be barbaric at times. There's no beating around the bush on that, right? And one of the things that immediately came to my mind, guys, as I reflected back on the career and thinking about what the fellas are going through now is as long as I played this game, you know, as long as I was in college football through the National Football League, and you walk into these stadiums, you walk into these locker rooms, and there's this subtle reminder, you know, there's this subtle reminder. You don't pay attention to it, but it's there. You try not to look at it, but it's there. And that's that ambulance, right? That's that ambulance right outside the locker room area, right outside the stadium that, wow, if something catastrophic happens, if something goes hairy, I could be in that thing, right? And you don't think about it, but because it's out of sight, out of mind a lot of times. But the realism and the reality is that it could happen at any moment. And that's what we saw. So, you know, the players are dealing with that too. You know, the players are not only their brother, their friend, somebody's son, and somebody's friend. I mean, the realism of that, too. I mean, there's so much of this mental complications in terms of trying to figure it out and trying to understand what everybody's dealing with and how they're going to deal with it and how they're going to move past it if they can before consideration of any type of game moving forward. So, yeah, I think we're farther away from a solution at this point, guys. I mean, hopefully Hamlin is recovering. He's a younger person and certainly he's fighting. And that hopefully gives him a chance to, along with the power of prayer, but you just don't know what's going to transpire in the immediate future now.
And again, as a former player here, I can't imagine how much time you would need to actually get beyond this, Pritch. Yeah. And by the way, I think it goes to both teams, right? Not only the Bills,
right,
but also
right,
the Bengals. I mean, who knows how T. Higgins is feeling today? Right?
Yeah,
he's the guy who got hit by Hamlin, and now he probably hasn't slept last night, and he's probably reliving this moment over and over and over again, and probably, you know, hates it as much, probably more than anybody. So, I mean, how long would you even need to, like, pick yourself up off the mat here and play another game?
That's a tough question. I mean, like I said, there's doctors around, there's professionals, there's counseling certainly going to be involved. I wouldn't even venture to guess when everybody's going to be mentally ready for this situation. I know from a contingency standpoint, the league and the schedule kind of permits extra weeks, right? We've learned that from COVID, obviously, but there's an NFL calendar in which the final goal of the Super Bowl, you can work out whatever you need to work out, you know, maybe delay it for a week if you have to, the entire league. You just never know from a competitive balance. And certainly the league's going to keep that in mind. They're absolutely going to keep in mind the competitive spirit of this sport. But the realism of somebody fighting for their life, though, is taking a precedent right now.
Yeah. What was the worst thing that you ever saw on a football field, Pritch?
Well, you know, it's... it takes me back to when I was at Colorado, obviously. I mean, everybody knows Sal and Essie and that story. And, you know, as a team, you're dealing with that, you know, inoperable stomach cancer.
Yeah.
You know, he actually passed away during during the season. Mm. But that was something as young men, you know, we could prepare for if you can, right? I mean, we still had the funeral and the services during the season. And you know, you find a way. I mean, we played a game the next week. We played University of Washington on the road. And I think it was just one of those situations where you move on and you proceed, but you were prepared for it. I think this was jolting and shocking, and you can't prepare for it. Yeah. So it's only time is going to be able to tell, fellas, how the league's going to respond, and certainly how the players are going to be able to perform out there on the field.
Yeah. No, and everybody's different, by the way.
Right.
I mean, right. When that game started after Sal's passing, when the ball's in the air and it's kickoff time, what was going on in your head throughout the next 3 hours as you were playing Washington?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to go back to those times. It really is. I mean, it was so long ago in that regard. But no, it's something that you try not to relive, Mitch, to be honest with you, and Paulie. I mean, it's but you know. People are going through it right now, especially Hamlin's family. And that's what you're thinking about. And that's who you're praying for. Not only DeMar, but his family. Right. And the fact that they witnessed that too. So, it is like I said before, I think, you know, typically we're known and we're engineered to move on and to persevere. And I think that's why a lot of people love sports and competitive situations, but this is beyond that, right? This is beyond competitive situations. This is somebody fighting for their life, and we all witness it. We all saw this. Yep. And you know, I think we need to think about it that way, more so than when are these games going to continue. I think the NFL will get it right, whatever that is, whatever right is, right? Eventually we'll see NFL football again.
Well said. Great insight. And I'm sure that you would co-sign what Michael Lombardi said earlier when he said the players on the field last night are probably going to need like to see a therapist or get some help, right, after suffering that. And I wouldn't blame any. I would, in fact, tell them absolutely that should probably be the play.
Right, right. I mean, the NFL provides that anyway. Yep. I mean, you know, the public doesn't hear about problems or things going on a lot of times. But there's always counseling. I mean, this game can do a lot of damage mentally and physically. And I think the counseling, the support system is always going to be in place. But yeah, rightly so. I mean, Michael Lombardi was correct in that. And certainly Buffalo, Cincinnati, everybody who's about to play this weekend. I mean, I just talked about the subtle reminder of that ambulance, right? And and if there's games this weekend, you know, these guys are going to take a second and third look at that situation because of what we just saw last night.
Yep. Well said. Great insight today, Pritch. Thank you for the time and waking up early. We really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Be good.
Thank you.
There you go. Mike Pritchard in the league for 9 years, current VSiN host. We'll continue here on a Tuesday. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Welcome back. Pauly Howard, Mitch Moss. Good insight earlier from Michael Lombardi and Mike Pritchard. Mike played 9 years in the league, as Mitch mentioned. But so their theme was therapist, jarring, the trauma, and then the players moving forward and as an organization. And as you said earlier, Mitch, about the players shielding the player, and the fans really couldn't see what was going on. Well, how about from a standpoint where the fans have trauma, mm-hmm. and the fans are affected? And certainly I think that happened last night too, about when you saw the replay and said, get it away. I don't want to see the replay. That's it. Well, I thought of this, and I grew up as a goalie in Minnesota. But in 1989, Clint Malarchuk played for the Buffalo Sabres, and he was cut on the front side of his neck and severed his carotid artery and cut his jugular vein. Spectators were sickened by the sight. The excessive amount of blood that Malarchuk lost caused 11 fans to faint, 2 more to have heart attacks, and 3 players to vomit on the ice. Local TV cameras covering the game cut away from the sight of Malarchuk bleeding after noticing what happened, and the announcers were audibly shaken, and what happened where you just... You know, you don't sign up for this. Hey, Susie Colbert, fill for an hour.
Right.
Right? And what you're supposed to do. And Malarchuk believed he was going to die. They asked him, what were you thinking? I said, I have to get off the ice. My mom's watching the game. I don't want to die on live television. They also had called in the priest, too. And if he is at the other end of the rink, he bleeds out.
Right.
Now, think about that.
Yeah, they would not have had enough time to save him.
Right, right. And I think Pucatelli was his name. He was a Vietnam medic and vet. Saved his life.
He came down.
He came and got the towel yep. out of him and stopped it. But that is, and you also had Richard Zednik that happened to also was cut by a skate. I think in the late 90s that happened. But the Malarchuk thing where it's live television, it's a sporting event, and he's cut, and then you're trying to piece the pieces together. But what just happened? And you, to sit there, our old friend, may he rest in peace, Brian Blessing, who was on this network many times. He was at the game with his son?
That's right.
Imagine explaining that.
Yeah, his young son at the time. I mean, this goes back now a good, 30 years?
Yeah.
When that happened?
89.
So, and you, again, had that many people faint. The players were vomiting on the ice. I mean, that's just, think about that for a second. If it's flipped and it's a different period, he's on the other side of the ice, that's it. That's going to be an entire arena filled with people and players yeah. and coaches who watch a guy die and bleed out because of a total fluke accident.
Yeah, and when discussing sports, you know, heroic, and you throw that word out way too much. I mean, certainly what those medics did last night, incredible. And to go back to the Army combat medic, he gripped Malarchuk's neck and pinched off the vein, not letting go until doctors arrived to begin stabilizing the wound. He let him off the ice and applied extreme pressure by kneeling on his collarbone, designed to produce a low breathing rate and lower his state.
Incredible.
I mean, just when you're up against him, pressure's on.
Right. It's amazing what human beings can accomplish when it comes down to it. And again, that's why I always say, like, read the room. It was an unbelievable job by the two coaches last night. I've said that over and over, but it deserves to be said. They deserve a tip of the cap.
Right.
Both guys, Zach Taylor and Sean McDermott.
And now we need some good news here. And we don't have any updates yet on the young man. But I mentioned the Pronger story where he took a slap shot to the chest. He was back on the ice in weeks, played 12 more years in the league. What happened, the horrific incident with Malarchuk. He lost 1.5 liters of blood, 300 stitches, 6-inch wound. Now, maybe too soon, but back on the ice in 10 days.
Yeah.
So I know that haunted him, but he rushed it back. But at least hopefully we get some good news here today.
Yeah. And quite frankly, this has been far from a fun show to do, obviously. This is not why we signed up for this. I mean, Paul, as you've said from day one, we kind of live in the toy department. I mean, we get to talk about sports betting for a living, but that kind of goes by the wayside, obviously, for a show like today. And that stuff is meaningless. Like, the one seed again, who cares, in the AFC? Doesn't mean anything. We watched a kid go into cardiac arrest in the biggest Monday night game. I mean, it's the most combined wins, tied for the most combined wins ever in a Monday night game. That's how good these two teams are. And it's all meaningless because a guy had to have CPR after fainting on the field and all that stuff. And I felt really bad last night for Susie Kolber, Adam Schefter, and Booger McFarland, because what do? You're not prepared to do something like that. And they're on site. They have Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They keep going to a commercial, but they have no updates on the field because DeMar Hamlin is getting shielded by every player on those two teams. And then reporters are saying, well, he's getting CPR. But Buck and Aikman throw it back to the studio. They're in, what, Connecticut? What are they supposed to do for an hour? They're not getting real-time updates. They're trying to, like, fill time, which is something that I hate that, because you're never, ever supposed to fill time, ever doing radio or TV.
Yeah.
That's not what it is about. You're supposed to be ready, but you're not prepared. I mean, again, I brought up Hank Gatherson earlier. That's 1991? And I watched, you know, I had my morning routine when I would go to school, and I was probably, a freshman in high school back then. I would watch SportsCenter and then take off for school, and I loved that Loyola team, but I didn't know what happened the night before. They're playing on the West Coast. I'm from the Midwest. I wake up and watch SportsCenter. Oh, Hank Gathers passed away last night on the court. I'm just like, crying my eyes out.
Yeah.
Love that kid. Love that team.
Yeah. What happened with a soccer player a while back with Erickson, but that's where, you know, the great job that the crew's done here, and Dustin, you have to have a doctor ready to go. I mean, you need a doctor to let us know what's going on. I mean, that's not Schefter's department. Booger McFarland shook. He's not going to give you anything. He doesn't have an experience like that. And how are you supposed to, you know, it's like the Super Bowl when the lights went out. Bill Cowher needed a diaper.
Yeah.
The guy's going to fill for 45 minutes about how does this affect? How do you come back from this? And the guy's had nothing. I mean, you don't certainly expect something like that going in. And poor Susie Kolber, at least, you know, Buck's a trained professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you have to rely on Buck. But Buck's throwing it back to the studio, as you said, with Bristol, wherever they are.
But I also
she can't add anything.
I also think that Buck was probably told to throw it back to the studio. And they're like, okay, now we just got to, like, you know, ask Schefter a question, ask Booger a question, keep going over this and over that. And my guess is that SVP was probably back in the studio, but maybe Ryan Clark wasn't on hand quite yet.
That's what they needed.
Because
they were tremendous.
I mean, we have 5 minutes plus to go in the first quarter. So if Ryan Clark's going to show up after the Monday night game, well, he might not get there for another 90 minutes. But it's like, I need to go in right now. And then SVP and Ryan Clark were just outstanding last night. And here is a little bit of Ryan Clark. And he explained to everybody what happened was a very scary reminder about football.
So many times in this game and in our job as well, we use the cliches. You know, I'm ready to die for this. I'm willing to give my life for this. It's time to go to war. And I think sometimes we use those things so much, we forget that part of living this dream is putting your life at risk. And tonight, you know, we got to see a side of football that is extremely ugly, a side of football that no one ever that side of football that no one ever wants to see mm-hmm. or never wants to admit exists. When you see both teams on the field crying in that way, your first thought is DeMar Hamlin.
Yep.
The second thought is his family. And this isn't about a football player, right? This is about a human. This is about a brother. This is about a son. This is about a friend. This is about someone who is loved by so many that you have to watch go through this. I dealt with this before, and I watched my teammates for days come to my hospital bed and just cry. I had them call me and tell me that they didn't think I was going to make it, and now this team has to deal with that, and they have no answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of answers, now this is big. Put the ego aside. And if I'm Goodell, I talk to everyone I can, because this is a tough decision.
Oh, I mean, he's been up for hours today.
You cannot just, whatever the Bills want. And there's nothing wrong with a tie. But you got to be careful here. Because remember, it haunted Roselle after the assassination of Kennedy.
Right, right.
He's just like, I made an egregious mistake.
He did,
we played after that. But this is go back out there Wednesday, finish the game. I mean, something like this. You can really make a big mistake here. With what the decision could be coming next.
Yeah, I can't imagine the league would come down with a decision on their own without getting a full pass from the Buffalo Bills and the Bengals, both teams. You've been on the horn with Bills brass ever since last night.
Yeah. It was just, it didn't sit right. It didn't, it took way too long to say suspended. It was, yeah. it appeared to me like they were going to play. And whether Buck was told that, he didn't make it up about the 5-minute warm-up and
right.
Let's go. So that was just bizarre, whole thing.
Probably 12, 15 minutes into it, I'm just thinking to myself, look at the players right now.
Yeah.
There is a 0% chance they can play this game. None. Call it. Call it already.
Yeah. Concur.
We'll talk to another former NFL executive, Andrew Brandt, who was with the Packers for a long time, coming up next year. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Back on the program, Andrew Brandt joins us now. Andrew/Brandt.com and the Sports of Business podcast, and a former member of the Green Bay Packers organization, at Andrew Brandt on Twitter as well. I thought you were fantastic on Twitter last night, sir, and appreciate the time. But, I mean, your simple tweet about, I don't know how you now play a game and tomorrow or the next day or the day after that. I mean, what's next for the NFL and the Buffalo Bills and while the kid's in the hospital? I thought that was spot on.
Yeah, good to be with you guys, as always. I think this is uncharted territory. That's the first thing we have to say here. I've been around the NFL a long time. I've been an agent many years. I've been a team executive 10 years with the Packers, and, of course, 10 years in doing media. Never seen anything like this. I will say, as an agent, you had players down on the field with serious injuries. You get the calls from the team trainer. You get to meet the team usually in the locker room or in the x-ray room. You meet your player, you meet the family. On the team aspect, same thing. When there is something that is quote-unquote serious, you bring in the family, they meet you in the locker room, they meet you in the trauma room. But again, we're talking head injuries, which are serious, but not life-threatening. We are talking legs and arms and elbows and shoulders. This is different. And in listening to the medical personnel on radio and TV over the last 12 hours, it's once in a lifetime for them too. I mean, it's usually a projectile like a ball, lacrosse ball, baseball, hitting the breastplate at the exact wrong time, at the exact wrong spot. To happen in football, and listen, I think we have to all say this. I'm sure you have said this all morning, is these hits happen all the time. Yeah. Hits to the chest. It happens. Like, this is football. And we've never seen this perfect negative storm of a hit to that spot at that time where the heartbeat is in that exact cycle. And oh my God, he was out last night. He had cardiac arrest. And shout out, before I forget, to the frontline work medical personnel. Oh my God, they saved his life on the field.
Yep, I was going to say that. I mean, you tweeted that out, and that was exactly my takeaway from it. Not only the paramedics or, you know, the on-site medical staff, Andrew, but also the two coaches, I thought, Zach Taylor and Sean McDermott, to recognize how awful the situation was in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we can all debate whether it was their call or the league's call or this idea that somehow they're going to give him 5 minutes to warm up. Mm-hmm. But I think we all know. I mean, this game was never going to be played last night. And as you asked with the first question, of course, is it going to be played at all? The Bills are back in Buffalo. I mean, there's no way. It just becomes whether it's a tie, uh-huh. whether these teams play 16 games instead of 17 games. To think that somehow this game's going to be played tonight, tomorrow night, Thursday night, there's no way, especially with this kid in grave condition.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing that we've been trying to get across all morning today, Andrew, right? Like, to proceed, the league can't possibly make this decision on their own, can they? Like, they've been in correspondence and they've been, you know, communicating with Bills brass since last night, and they have to have the full go-ahead from Buffalo, I would think, before they can come up with any decision. Would you agree?
Oh, certainly. I thought there was a chance the Bills would, you know, go back to their hotel, stay, and obviously stay to be around the kid, but also stay just in case they decide to play in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. But they're back in Buffalo, and I don't see it. I mean, I think I'm not the person to announce it, but I think, you know, we're on to week 18, and God forbid there's not a reason to not play, or God forbid we're not talking about a reason to not play those games.
Mm-hmm. How about how people have come together here and what's going on with the GoFundMe page?
Yeah.
Now, I think we just tweeted, it's up to 3.3 million now.
And counting. And I'll say this about the Twitter app. There was talk like a month ago. We weren't even going to have a Twitter app. But, I mean, there's nothing like it. And people talk about the negativity of Twitter and the outrage machine and all that. Come on, people. Just don't give oxygen to that stuff.
Right, right.
I think what we're seeing now is this is a truly, truly powerful and positive social media experience. Nights like last night just show the power of it. And I appreciate your comments towards me. I'm hearing a lot of that. I was just being a human. I wasn't being a reporter. I wasn't being a media guy. And I think these things just over when you get them out, there's no other way to do that. It's not Instagram. It's not TikTok. And that just shows the power. And you, the DeMar Foundation, 3.3 million and counting, because as everyone listening knows, we all feel like, what can we do?
Yeah.
And here's a page. Here's a GoFundMe. I jumped in. My family jumped in. Everyone jumped in. So everyone listening, I'm sure, jumped in. And I just heard that these are $5 and $10 donations. It's great.
Also, the retweet of the medical professional, I thought was fantastic by you about the what it's like, how jarring it is to witness that, and what the players have to go forward or what to deal with moving forward. And even we mentioned the Dennis Byrd. I mean, a fan reached out to you and said, I remember the play in the game when I was 7, and it still lingers and I still think about it. Well, imagine what this is going to be like for the players moving forward.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have nothing. The only thing I can compare I wasn't even a kid. I was a young adult. I'm from Washington, D.C., huge Redskin fan growing up. I saw Lawrence Taylor break Joe Theismann's leg.
Yeah.
But, you know, that stays with me as kind of, oh, I was at that game. Not so much the trauma, but you're right. Imagine, look, God, the searing images for me, and I'm sure you and people listening, were those Bills players in tears. Oh, there was the picture of Josh Allen with his hands over his mouth, like he didn't know whether to cry, throw up. Oh my God! And Tre'Davious White, they got to deal with that.
Yep. Not only that.
Like is that?
Yeah. No, you're exactly right, Andrew. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, as that person tweeted at me, it could be lifelong.
And also, you know, it's not every day where you see, I've said this a couple times today, Andrew, like 300-plus pound linemen with tears coming down. I mean, that tells you the entire story.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I feel for the Bills, so much we focus on players. There are, as I know so well, there are staffs involved here. There are coaches. There are support staff. There are people that know DeMar in ways that we can't even think about. The person that he greets at the door every day, the security guy, the equipment guy, the strength and training where they're helping him out every day in the weight room. This is family. And I know it's a cliche, but I liken the NFL to submarine workers, right? 6 months in, 6 months out. The NFL is a submarine. You go in the end of July and you come out in January. And these people are family to this kid. It's imagine that.
Oh,
imagine you see a family member to have that. Yeah.
I love that analogy. Again, his website is andrew-brandt.com. He's on Instagram at andrewbrandt2. He writes for Sports Illustrated. He's also on Twitter at Andrew Brandt. We were going to talk Packers Lions with you today. The reason why we reached out, but who cares in the grand scheme of things, obviously, after what took place last night. Andrew, thanks for popping on today and giving some perspective. We appreciate that.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Be good. I've never heard that before. It's a submarine. And you're all with family when you go down there.
Yeah.
You go down in July, you come up in January. That's the football season. I love it. I'm going to steal that from now on.
Very good.
It's good. It's very good. That's Andrew Brandt, again, former longtime executive for the Green Bay Packers.
That, I thought that was very good, too, the fan saying, I still remember the Dennis Byrd play in the game.
Absolutely.
And it's
30
still
years ago.
It stays with me.
He
yeah.
was seven. How much do you remember seven. When
yeah.
you were seven?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
Great call.
But a situation like that is going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Right. And then you're on the field and you see that. What that move, you know, okay, guys, go out there and go get the Patriots someday.
Sure.
I mean, this is going to take a while.
Yeah, right, right. And then you have a blown coverage and you get screamed at by your coaches. It just doesn't feel appropriate at all. As we continue here, we'll wrap it up on Follow the Money. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Winter sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home. All the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for great promotions and house specials. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
This is a tweet from Patrick Barber. Consider the season for the Bills. Owner goes down with a medical emergency. Hasn't been seen or heard from since. The Matt Ariza situation. Ariza? Remember that?
Yeah, the punter.
The punter.
Yeah.
Dane Jackson stretchered out of week two. Two blizzards of a lifetime, and all that went with that. Now this.
Yeah.
That's the season for the Bills so far. And we are getting... I saw this last night, too, and getting it again this morning. There's nothing like the show must go on. This is from Wayne Morgan. Throughout the years, like it is in the auto racing community.
Oh, very... Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That it happens a lot.
Okay.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
This is...
They're true. That's right, but I disagree with that, and that's...
Did you ever go back and watch the Owen Hart pay-per-view?
Oh, God, no.
There's no way I could do that. There's no way.
I cannot believe that. I can't... What was McMahon thinking? I mean, that is just the worst.
He's never lived it down. He's never lived that down.
Dad, what are you doing? The guy passes away on live television.
Right.
Off an accident. Okay, let's go.
Get out there and wrestle.
Oh, my. Get out.
This is another one from Jake. I remember watching the pay-per-view. Owen Hart passed away. I was 15. I can still remember the announcers' faces as they described what was happening 15 to 20 feet away from them to someone they knew. Could not believe they continued. Jake, if you don't mind responding, how old are you now? How long ago? I could figure it out. Was that 30 years? In my head, I'm trying to figure out how long ago that Owen Hart situation was. But it's lengthy now.
Yeah.
A couple decades at least, minimum. So as a 15-year-old, he remembers it like it was yesterday. And the Jets fan as well. 99? Seems like it was longer than that.
His friend.
Regardless.
The friend and marketing rep. 11 hours ago, his vitals are back to normal. They have to put him to sleep to put a breathing tube down his throat. They're currently running test updates as we have them. Jordan Rooney.
Yeah, it's when
we did that.
I mean, if you suffer trauma as a kid, whatever that might be, I'm not going to throw out examples right now. That changes you as a person potentially for the rest of your life, and it's stuff that will haunt you. It doesn't matter how long you live; you'll never forget what happened. Earlier on. This is Ryan Clark, who again was awesome last night on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Clark, as a reminder, was in a situation that was also dire. He was in a hospital bed. He explained that his teammates came to visit him, and they were in tears. Nothing he could do about it. He was urging Mike Tomlin that he could play again. He put a team of doctors together, trying to prove that he was okay. And Mike Tomlin basically said, if you were my kid, I would not allow you to play. And Ryan Clark said last night, thank God Mike Tomlin was my head coach. And this is more Ryan Clark putting sports into perspective.
So the next time I think that we get upset at our favorite fantasy player, or we're upset that the guy on our team doesn't make the play, and we're saying he's worthless, and we're saying you get to make all this money, we should remember that these men are putting their lives on the line to live their dream. And tonight, DeMar Hamlin's dream became a nightmare for not only himself, but his family and his entire team. And there
he was living the dream. And last night, his dream became a nightmare. Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
You've suggested a couple of times that social media was really, really strong last night, with the exception of one person.
Yes.
I won't even say his name. Don't have to. People still watch him. Why do you follow him on Twitter or wherever? Why do you quote tweet him? Why do you respond to him? You should have muted or blocked him many years ago, and you should have been done paying attention to him and not giving a rat's ass what he says ever in his entire life. He's a trash human being. Nobody likes him. That includes his own brother. I'm not going to name his name. You probably know who I'm talking about. If you don't, that's even better. Don't even waste time looking for who I'm talking about. And the fact that he has a show still to this day is an abomination. Awful. He is ruined. He has helped manifest what is wrong with sports media today. And I cannot believe that people still care about what comes out of his mouth. It's just totally ridiculous.
Well said. I can't believe what he makes. I can't believe he has an audience. It is clearly an act. He makes it about himself, as he did last night.
Yep.
And it's an abomination, as you said. Much like the Citrus Bowl, which could this be? Can we? This has got to change things moving forward.
Well, they had something cooking there. You're talking about Illinois?
No, that was 63-7.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
You can't have a bowl game on January 2nd, which is supposed to be a marquee game. That's 63-7. Now you get it's all the players. What are they? Well, they got the coach. The coach is out. The DC's out. You got right, and then the wide receiver, the tight end, the quarterback take off.
Yep.
You can't have a 63-7 in a marquee bowl game.
Right.
You can't have it. So compensate the players. Give them something about incentives to play.
Right.
And make sure the coaches have made so much money on the line. But what they're doing, and Brohm hightails it out of there. Yeah. That's a disgrace. What happened?
Give him a bonus for playing in the game.
Oh,
whatever it is,
God,
for making a bowl game.
I mean, come on. I thought it'd be bad, but 6.5 up to 15.5.
Can you imagine paying? To what is that, in Orlando Citrus Bowl? Can you imagine paying for a plane ticket and hotel accommodations to go down there as a Purdue fan?
Sure.
And then watching that?
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea.
Hey, let's go spend New Year's in Orlando.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh my God, in the first quarter, what did I do?
Yeah.
I don't care how big of a fan of the program I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe, and then the Illinois fiasco, which this is, they did it from Mike Leach. But if you had the 3.5... I mean, that's a tie game. They kick the field goal with 4 seconds and then whoop, throwing it by. I'll throw it backwards 30 yards. We'll see what happens.
Mississippi State was never covering the entire game.
Stupid score.
Until that final play.
From pick, it touched 4.
Yep.
And that's how you cover. So
that's absurd.
Yeah. Absolutely, how that happened. So there, the good tweets, too. There are people who started off the new year with Mississippi 3.5 and Tulane moneyline. Go get them, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you're down 15 with 4 minutes, and what happened? How about if you had the under in the Rose Bowl? That's another one.
Yep.
I thought we had the gentleman's agreement here that looked like Franklin was just going to take it easy to run the clock out. Then Winningham calls timeout.
I know.
And then the Utah with the backups rising hurt, they go down the field.
Yeah, where's the handshake on that one?
He was supposed to take a knee there, Kyle.
Right, like end the game. That's it.
Oh,
we're going to tap out, and then somehow that game. But also, if you had Penn State, we talked about that game yesterday. I had them +3. I did come back with a little bit on Utah +1.5. So that was a loser, but the original bet was good. If you had Penn State, you're also very fortunate that Cam Rising got hurt. I mean, that's a 14-14 game at halftime.
Right. Yeah,
so who knows how that changes. But also, Penn State had, back-to-back drives where it was an 87 and an 88-yard touchdown. And that's also against the Utah defense, which they don't allow that to happen. But the USC program, again, he's got a lot of work to do with the defense because they're going to score on anybody. I don't care who they play next year, how far they make it, whatever.
Well, moving forward, you're going to encounter weather too.
Yeah,
the weather impacts the offense and your passing attack. I mean, you're going to have to get stops, and certainly he was up against it. He did an incredible job this year because the cupboard was bare from a defensive standpoint. The job Helton was doing was everyone. No one was recruiting. They're all asleep at the wheel. But your point's well taken about don't let this be Oklahoma part two.
No, you can't, because that's the start that you're off to right now if you're Lincoln Riley. And
Waste Williams. You're right.
Here's the thing. I mean, Lincoln Riley can score points with below average talent. Although he has amazing talent wherever he goes, I'm convinced he's that good of a play caller. So just concentrate, put everything that you possibly can into the defense. Because, oh, by the way, like the kids who enter the transfer portal and recruits, you don't even really have to do that hard work or the heavy lifting. They're going to want to come and play for you at USC. So just get the talent on the defensive side of the ball. Be Pete Carroll. because they had incredible defenses when he was there, and bring in five stars and great recruits, because that's what you need. I mean, they could go to the SEC and score points on anybody with that offense and Caleb Williams. But it doesn't matter because they can't stop anybody.
Yep.
And
on the flip side, it's a great story. Historic turnaround for Tulane to go from two wins to winning a major bowl game like that and getting double-digit wins.
Yep.
Great season. Great turnaround. There's hope, though. I mean, you can. That's proof of, hey, you can turn it around. Right,
get the right coach in.
Right coach, right player, transfer portal, whatever.
Yep. All right. So no updates on the condition of Bills player DeMar Hamlin as the show comes to a conclusion here today. Fingers are crossed that we get some positive news very soon this morning on his status. Good kid, 24 years old, and a very sad story last night on the football field, but we're all pulling for him, obviously. Have a good day today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.